now, it's time for part three of In the Moment.
All right, Oprah is no longer with Weight Watchers. Did you know that?
No, since when?
I think recently. And they've been partners, it feels like.
A long time.
Like our whole lives.
I remember the day, right?
You do?
This is it was about before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. My aunt called me and said, Katie, Oprah's with Weight Watchers. I'm buying all the stock.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah, for Weight Watchers. And I was like, why would you buy stock for Weight Watchers when that's nothing that's guaranteed? Well, Oprah's with it.
I hope she did it.
She did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, she did.
It's up then. It should be up.
Yeah, but then if Oprah's leaving, wouldn't it go?
But this is 20-odd, something, how many years later? I don't know how many years it is.
Okay. Right? It's been some years, though. It's been years.
You know why it's over?
Why?
I don't know this for sure, but I could throw a word out there.
Start with an O?
It sure the fuck do. End with a Zempic. I think they was watching 08 for real. Like, hold on. All right, don't worry
about
it.
Give this man a beat right now. Because he's serving bars.
All right. Hey, get to it, O. We love and respect, Queen.
We see you, Queen.
You heard. Don't worry about it. Oh, shit.
This is In the Moment's Note of the Week.
Yo, if you are somebody's grandmother, watch your text.
What?
Katie, you know everybody thought my grandmother was texting me some freaky shit this week. Don't do that. You know they were. If you didn't hear the full story on the Bird Show, all right?
It's gonna be circulation, baby.
My grandmother got a new number. And we were all gathered around my laptop.
Right.
I walked away as we were watching whatever we were watching. I think it was like the video for my new album, whatever. Walked away. It came from an unknown number, so they ain't even know who was sending it.
Right.
The text message read, make sure the rubber is not tight.
Oh.
We don't want to cut off your circulation. So I walked back in the room, and it was obvious that everybody in the room just finished talking about me. So they giggling. Hey, what's up with y'all? Like that? I don't know, but you need to check your text.
Okay.
Check my text for what? I don't know. One of them. You know what I mean? Just sent you something. I look at the number. I'm like, I don't know this number. They're like, I bet you don't. So then I scroll all the way up to the top. It says, good morning, my love. And I realize it's my grandmother's number. What are y'all talking about?
Right.
My grandmother would never send me something like that.
Right.
They said, well, read it yourself. And I read the text, Katie.
Okay.
And it said exactly that. Make sure the rubber is not tight. We don't want to cut off your circulation. Now, can you explain to somebody without knowing the story why your grandmother was text you something like that?
No, make sure the rubber's not tight. What rubber?
I had to explain this to my friends.
Rubber's not tight, so your circulation.
Right. So then I scrolled up to see the first part of the text. And it says, good morning, my love. I have an experiment I want you to try for the next 30 days. Wear a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you start to overthink or find yourself slipping into the past, give that rubber band a tug so it snaps you back into the present moment. Love you so much from Grandma.
Right.
So when she doubled up, she meant to say, make sure the rubber band is not tight. She forgot the band. And everybody in the room thought my grandmother was sending me, don't make that face, Katie, because you know my grandmother. You know what time it is, right? But look.
She just want to make sure her baby is protected.
Oh, you cute, ain't you? You cute. All right. All right. You and Blake. Blake out there with the rubber band man, too.
For real. But you know what?
What?
What I want to point out.
What?
While we here.
Yeah.
She sent that to you because she wanted you to test something, right? An experiment.
Correct.
Where's your rubber band?
Huh? I ain't, huh?
I'm looking at your wrist.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Right there. You see it? That's a rubber band.
It doesn't hit the same when you pull it.
It sure don't. You know how much I overthink? I'm overthinking in this moment right now.
I know. You need a rubber band.
I'll be done kill myself. Stop playing.
Just doing work.
All right, fine. Grandma, Nat, there you have it. Katie's going to make sure that rubber band trick works.
I'll hold him accountable.
And yep, she'll get me right. All right, take it a week. Madonna said that when she died, she saw God or she saw Jesus, she saw the light, she saw something.
Mm-hmm.
And she heard God say, "Do you want to come?" And she said that she said,
"No."
And she believes that's the reason she is still alive.
Right.
Now, I don't know what kind of drugs that you have access to when you're Madonna, but I'm pretty sure God ain't never gave none of us a choice.
And anything.
Yo.
You coming with me.
Yo.
Or not. Like.
Fam.
It's one or the other. It's a statement.
Yes. It is not a question. It is not a democracy. This is a dictatorship. And your ass is coming with me. Okay?
Right.
I've never heard somebody say that they was on their way to heaven and God was like, "What do you think of this?" Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Madonna experienced that. I don't know, though. Maybe the Madonna, like any other one-namers, the Princes, the Oprahs, the Madonnas, right? Maybe it's different for them. Maybe God really does go, "Are you ready?"
No, for it.
Right?
No.
And I would be afraid to tell God no, even if he did ask. Because what if he don't ever ask again?
And you stuck?
You going the other way now. Now it's reverse uno. Because I know the devil don't ask. I know damn well he don't come up and go, how's your day going? It don't feel right, right? Mm-hmm. Another thing Madonna said, she was speaking to songs that were written for other artists but happened to get stuck with certain artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
This happens all the time. You're familiar with this, right? Well, what I have in front of me, Katie, is a list of some legendary songs that were written for one artist but ended up being passed along in the hands of another.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out to be for the best.
Okay.
I always enjoy these stories. Do you?
Yes, I do.
All right, I have a couple of them for you that I don't think you've ever heard before. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Madonna's Like a Virgin was originally written for Brittany Renner. Did you know that?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm giving you game.
Okay.
Rihanna's Work, Work, Work was originally written for The Weeknd. Beyonce's Blue was originally written for Pink. Why, you didn't know any of these? Milkshake was originally written for Vanilla Ice. Usher's Twerk It Out was originally written for Ice Spice. Beyonce's Texas Hold'em was originally written for Whitney Houston. Because Houston is... Don't worry about it. Who Let the Dogs Out was originally written for Doja Cat.
Okay. All right. Good.
It's coming.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure you're ready for this?
Yes.
It's about to get dark. Annie, I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm here.
You ready?
I'm here.
Okay. Bobby Shmurda's Hot was originally written for Justin Bieber. Biggie's Who Shot Ya was originally written for Meg Thee Stallion.
Stop!
And It's Raining Men.
Stop!
Was originally written for Diddy featuring Usher and Meek Mill.
Stop!
I'm telling you, musical facts.
No!
What?
I'm dead.
You didn't hear these things?
I'm dead.
No, this is it. All right.
He's trying to be funny.
No, I'm not. He
is you.
No, I'm not. Google it. Google it. You can't sing Meg doing who shot. All right. I forget it. Don't worry about it, okay? This segment is called Who You With, where I ask Katie whose side she's on. And in this case, are you on the side of the law? Or are you on the side of the gentleman who had a run-in with the law.
Okay.
I'm going to play the audio for you. This will be your first time hearing it, just like it will be the listener's first time hearing it. And I want you to tell me, whose side are you on?
Okay.
The law or the gentleman who ran into the law? Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right.
21-year-old Dwayne Townsend is charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct on several occasions dating back to November of 2018.
And you see, that's what the problem is. Now, it's a beautiful day. I want to come outside with my shirt off, and I was just jogging, trying to get my body back in shape. And all of a sudden, I get hit stick like I'm on Madden, boom, out of nowhere by a cop. And, you know, it scared the hell out of me. I was so scared, y'all, I done on myself. And I'm talking about I was wet. I was wetter than a well in a bubble bath drinking a bottle of water. Okay? And to myself, I said, indecent exposure? Hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right. What you want me to do? I'm a man. You want me to put on a bra? Man, that bra strap will snap like a budget cord. Just go. And, you know, I just came out of court. And they just gave me 2 court dates. 1 for each titty.
It's had a fantastic response.
Katie, they gave that man a court date for each titty.
1 for each titty.
Who you with? Is he wrong? The man was just jogging with no shirt on.
And he just peed on himself.
That yeah, he went.
Oh,
he said he went.
Pull a little tank tank.
Is he or is he not in the right?
Yeah, he can't.
Why are you struggling with this? What?
Yeah. They did him wrong.
They did him wrong.
They did him wrong.
And if anything, you only give him 1 court date, right?
Yeah.
You don't give him a court date per titty.
No.
That's not how that works. Why? You don't feel bad for him?
Yes and no.
Why no? Because I'm not feeling the empathy out of you right now.
It's just, he couldn't hold it. He couldn't try to control his bladder.
That's why you're mad. Because
yeah.
He pissed himself.
Yes.
That's the part. That's disturbing you.
Yes.
You don't care nothing about them court dates. You mad that boy was wetter than a whale.
Yes.
In a pool.
And the way he said it.
All right. Hey, yo, big dog.
Grow up.
Katie not with you. Grow up.
Hey, y'all. It's Katie here from The Bird Show. Pride unites us all, and so does Atlanta United. That's why I'm giving you the chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite in celebration of Pride Month. That's right. Join me and The Bird Show crew on Sunday, June 2nd, as Atlanta United takes on the fierce rival, Charlotte FC, with kickoff at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We need to beat Charlotte, so we will be loud and proud. Believe that. Oh, and by the way, did I mention Atlanta United is giving away a one-of-a-kind Pride-inspired towel, plus a $5 donation to Lost and Found Youth, an Atlanta-based nonprofit that provides services to the LGBTQ+ youth, which is included with your Pride Night ticket pack. Remember, to enter for your chance to win a spot in The Bird Show's Pride Night Suite, head over to thebirdshow.com. To guarantee your tickets and Pride towel, go to atlutd.com and click the promotional packs tab for more details. Can't wait to see you all there June 2nd at 4:30 p.m. Together, we are Atlanta. Atlanta United. See you there.
Hey, yo, Mo, Katie. It's time to drop and give me 60, baby.
It's the people's favorite segment of In the Moment.
Is it?
It's everybody's favorite but Katie's. It's definitely not.
Because it's a setup every time you do this to me,
it's
Mo.
It's not a setup.
It is now a setup.
Not this week.
You liar, liar.
Not this week. This week, I need 60 seconds on the clock because we are about to debate the most legendary television theme songs of all time. All
right.
Now, let me be clear. I've missed a lot. All right, don't start with the ones I missed. I know
I
did.
Why did he do this one?
Ain't nobody got time for
that. He didn't do that one.
Ain't nobody got time for all that, okay?
What am I doing?
Steve Harvey surveys 100 people. I surveyed 4, all right? The ones that were sitting next to us at the bar earlier. That's it.
Okay.
I'm keeping it funky with y'all.
Okay.
But I believe that I have some of the most legendary theme songs that are about to go head-to-head. And the way the game works, there's 60 seconds on the clock. I ask Katie which one is her favorite. When I agree with her, we keep the game moving. When I disagree with her, we stop the clock and get busy.
All right.
Are we ready?
I'm ready.
60 seconds on the clock.
All right, tell me when.
Now, Fresh Prince versus Martin.
Fresh Prince.
Friends versus Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
Stop the clock. Golden Girl?
Yeah.
I start.
Thank you for being a friend.
Boom, 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 boom.
Travel down the world and back again.
Your heart is new. You're a pal and a comforter.
See, this is my part right here.
What you did?
And invited everyone you knew.
You were
the biggest.
Hey.
That's the reason why.
And a card attached would say,
thank you for being a friend.
Nah, I just wanted to sing it. You was right. Nah, I was wanted to sing it. All right, you was right.
We put our own little sprinkle on it.
Yeah, All right, Power versus Living Single. I know. I knew I had you on that one. I wrote that one and was like, whoa.
God,
I'd like to see her dance her way out of this one. They say
the
this is a big rich town.
And he had Joe on it.
You're living.
What? Hey, single.
Are you on Living Single?
Ooh, in a 90s kind of world.
Say what? Say what?
I'm glad I got my girls. Is
all
you
right.
ready?
Katie, you got 60 damn seconds. Okay. Family Matters versus Full House.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
God damn. Family Matters.
All right. Whatever happened to you, sure? You sure?
I'm rooting for everybody black.
Man. Say what?
Evening TV.
Reading Rainbow versus the Jeffersons.
Oh, shit. Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, that's fair. Rising in the sky. Yeah, you can't be mad at it. Different World versus Different Strokes.
Different World.
Andy Griffin versus Three's Company.
Andy Griffin.
Family Guy versus The Simpsons.
Ooh, Family Guy.
All right. Okay. We have no argument. Okay. All right, the only reason I'm not mad at Family Guy is because The Simpsons joint is a little more classic, but there's, like, no words.
Yeah.
It's mostly visual. It's just... But All Fire, I really don't think there's a wrong answer there. Those are some of my favorites.
Look at us agreeing.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'll never happen again. TikTok take.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be clear with some of y'all. Had a conversation with a few of my friends. The whole... Me saying that I think a lot of people's obsession with celebrity is weird.
Oh.
I stand on that.
That's where we're going. Uh-huh.
That's exactly where we're going.
Okay.
It's very weird.
Uh-huh.
I will always stand on that.
Yeah.
But in saying it, one of my friends gave me a very valid, I don't want to say it was a disagreement, but it was a debate point.
Okay.
Of have you never been a fan of anyone? That's what he asked me. Like, I heard everything you said, and I rocked with it. Like, I never looked at it like that. Like, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like people do obsess over people they don't know, and it's really weirdo behavior, and I never thought about it like
okay.
that. So he was like, but I got to ask you, Mo, like, you never been a fan of no one, though? Like, ever? And I was like, I'm glad you asked me that, because no one's ever asked me that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to clarify where I think the line is.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain. Here's the line for me. I have been a fan of a lot of people's work.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference.
Yep.
It's that simple. Being a fan of a person that you've never met or that has no desire to meet you is weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to always be weird to me. I'm a fan of Jay-Z's music. I think his music is great. A big part of my childhood. Sean Carter, I don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
Never met him. Don't know if I ever will. If it comes out tomorrow that he's a horrible individual,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't faze me one iota.
Right.
Not even a little bit. Because I don't know him. I'm not a fan of him. I think it's weird when people do stuff and then people go, oh my God, I can't believe they did that. Why you can't believe it?
Mm-hmm.
You never knew him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think the weirdness comes in, is I think a lot of y'all be fans of the person as opposed to being fans of their art or their work, right? Now, there are obviously certain instances when somebody does something that's so disgusting that you can't even separate it anymore.
Yeah.
Now I can't be a fan of anything you even affiliate yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
That's its own kind of thing. That's in its own world. But absolutely, I've been fan of work. I've been fan of people's art.
Right.
But y'all be fans of the person. That's what I believe is weird.
That's weird. And then also the fact that no one, I believe that people who are overhyping celebrities, they never stop back and think, who were they before being a celebrity? right? They were just like you.
They still just like you.
Right? But even more so though, right?
Absolutely.
It's just the career that they went into.
There was a process of how they built up, right? Absolutely.
So if you think about that and then you put yourself in those shoes, I can be that same person who's just building up to be that status or
you
whatever it is.
Like, that same person.
You know?
That's the way I see it. Yes. So, Katie, they put their jeans on one leg at a time just like you do.
Every
single day.
They still got to brush their teeth.
There's a lot of people in the world who have more money than you, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't go crazy over somebody that's a billionaire but not celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
So it ain't even really the money, right, when you think about it, right? A lot of people, you walk right past a millionaire or a billionaire or somebody that got more money than you every day. It doesn't faze you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even the money, right? And you can't even say it's the gift because it's a lot of people you walk by that are gifted every day. You don't think nothing of it. It's the recognition. Y'all be so hype off of recognition, and it's nasty to me. And I saw an example of it that proved exactly my point the other day. I saw a video of Travis Scott.
Okay.
He's walking in an arena.
Yeah.
Everybody hype. Travis Scott. Right? But it wasn't even that. You know what he did that I thought was so interesting to me? And I was like, look at the world. This is the world.
Who he dapped up?
You know who he dapped up?
Mm-hmm.
But more important than who he did dap up.
Oh.
Do you know who he didn't?
No.
He walked right past Maya Moore. She's right there. She was sitting right next to him.
She was sitting next to him?
Sitting right next to him. So for those of y'all who don't know, Maya Moore is one of the greatest female basketball players.
She nice.
Ever.
MJ even co-signed
her. I'm talking about like the Michael Jordan of basketball for women.
Mm-hmm.
For most.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Caitlin is in the mix. Now, it's a lot of women in the mix. Don't get it twisted. And Maya's story is a little different. But I've been one of those people who told Katie from day one, Maya Moore, like, is nasty.
Yep.
We're talking about a true gift.
I mean, so much so that in Atlanta, because Atlanta has a WNBA team called the Atlanta Dream. I'll never forget, I went to a game, and Maya Moore was playing for Minnesota, I believe. Lil Wayne came not for Atlanta. He was wearing a Maya Moore jersey.
That's what we're talking about.
In Atlanta.
She's that gifted, mm-hmm. right? And if you learn her story about why she walked away from basketball, to me, it makes her even more of a legend. She walked away from a game that she was genuinely one of the best ever to do it in order to get someone who she believed was innocent out of prison,
mm-hmm.
and then did it,
mm-hmm.
and then married him.
Yep.
That's a legend, yo.
Mm-hmm.
To me. He walked right past her and dapped up Jake from State Farm. Katie, what the? Nah, this type of shit pisses me off.
It's Jake from State Farm.
Okay, I get it, and I'm not hating. I get it.
No, I mean it like it's Jake.
But it's Jake from State. What's his real name?
Nobody knows.
Exactly. Yo, you ain't know your homie real name. And I'm not hating. I want Jake to have all of the successes in the world. I don't want this to be about him. It's my point of y'all don't even be hype for the people who genuinely do legendary things.
Who deserve
that kind of energy.
Yeah.
He walked past Maya Moore and got hype over Jake from State Farm. And he don't even know Jake real name. His name not even Jake. Katie, it's not even Jake.
Nobody know that.
Nobody know his name.
Did he change his driver's license? He got to change it.
If his name wasn't Jake before, it's Jake now. Boy, name was probably Jerome or some shit. That boy done changed it.
Damn.
You don't know his name?
Nah.
He's in a couple commercials. And I ain't hating. I think that's amazing that homie made it to where he was off of 6 commercials. But to walk past the Michael that's what I'm talking about with you. Yeah. It's weird. Y'all don't know these people. This is why cancel culture is a thing. Because
mm-hmm.
y'all so ready to cancel somebody. You didn't know them before they did what they did.
Yep.
What you were so hype about that you in your feelings about something. People do something that'll piss you off every single day. Mostly because they're human. I hate this world sometimes. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I think that him doing that, like I was sitting there like, this proves my whole point. Maya Moore be the person in your family that's actually gifted at something. Be your whole girlfriend or boyfriend. Be your friend that's trying to get off the ground. Jake from State Farm
Mm-mm.
is who y'all hype for.
Right? Yep. And like, when you really need a good neighbor,
like a good neighbor,
Jake is not going to be there.
Nope.
Jake never got an innocent person out of prison and then married him. Mm. Jake never crossed somebody and gave him 40. Mm. I just never seen him do it. Mm-mm. And you ain't even using State Farm. Right?
That's true.
Nah, yo, because some of y'all really on Allstate.
He giving Progressive.
All right. And that's what we trying to do. We are trying to be progressive. Can y'all grow up and do better, please? Mm. All right, Doc of the Week. Speaking of people that y'all be disrespecting, people that y'all don't be giving true love to.
Okay.
Shout out to Michelle, the third greatest Destiny's Child member of all time.
Hey.
She's a survivor. She's not going to give up. She's not going to stop, no matter how many times Katie keep disrespecting her only ever talking about Beyonce. Katie don't ever mention any other members until today when she asked me if I saw the Kelly Rowland movie on Netflix, and she knew damn well I ain't see that bum-ass movie. What? No, you'd be disrespectful. You ain't never brought up Michelle.
I want to get my glass, my strength, my will to eat it. That's the least I can do. Let me cater to you. Do the good.
Put respect on her name.
The ups and the downs.
What?
I'll still be there for you. Let me cater to you.
Katie, put respect on Michelle Bridgerton's name.
Beautiful. I love the way you are.
Why? She's killing that bridge.
You're every desire.
Stop, see?
Your
come on, Michelle. This is for you.
My command.
If you listening, we know how you get it
I
in.
I want to cater
you
to
heard?
My man.
All of us fail once. And had somebody next to us who we thought was our sister who laughed at us and looked at us with Virgo eyes like, bitch, you better get up before you never get to get on the stage with me again.
You want to know how much I appreciate Michelle?
Tell me.
When Jesus says yes, no one can say no. Now, that was her song when she switched over to gospel that nobody talk about.
I know.
Okay?
I know. Y'all did the same thing to Mace.
She had.
Y'all hate when people find God. Look at y'all. Look at y'all, yo. Y'all can't stand when people find the church. Y'all just write them off. Y'all just
when
write
Montel
them off.
When Montel switched.
See?
They was mad.
See?
No, it's Friday night, bro.
Nah, y'all was like, it can only be one Kirk Franklin. Everybody can't be out here speaking about God. Y'all are nasty individuals, okay? Michelle did a whole Super Bowl, well, what should have been a Super Bowl commercial, about the fact that y'all don't give her no love. And y'all don't recognize her, and it's nasty, okay? Them other two women who was on Destiny's Child, but clearly it was not their destiny to be in it.
All right.
Those are the two that we forgot. We ain't forgot Michelle. Stop.
Nope.
All right, Katie, when you come in here and you talk all that Beyonce talk, bring Michelle up every once in a while.
I'll do it.
Okay? Just ain't once in a while. Just sing one of her hooks or something.
Okay.
One of her bridges or something.
I got you.
All right, don't stop disrespecting. Now, what's the name of this little Kelly Rowland movie on Netflix?
Mia Coppola.
Now, I saw a little clip on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
It was given Tubi.
Yep.
As in Tubi continued for me, because I was not about to finish the rest of that shit. Let me tell you something right now.
All right.
But I want to give respect, because I love Kelly. That's my black, African, beautiful queen. I want to give nothing but respect.
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
Out of how many stars?
It wasn't but two in it, so...
That's it. 2 out of 5. Okay, right?
Yeah. Hey, but how Kelly do?
She did great.
All right, there
because
you go.
She took me away from, I didn't look at her and was like, oh, this is Kelly Rowland acting. I was like, oh, no, that's Mia.
For real?
That's Mia.
She was Mia?
The defense attorney.
Yes.
Who has to defend her client.
She did good.
That's getting caught up.
Did she do better than Beyonce? Because you know how we feel about Beyonce acting in here. We have debated this for very long now. Is she or is she not a better actress than the B... herself.
Yeah.
Oh! Wait a minute! Breaking news! Katie thinks that somebody in the world is better than Beyonce at something. Holy shit!
Yeah.
What? What?
It was a scene where I was like, oh, she means business.
She had her?
where she, I was like, oh, I felt that.
What?
I felt that. I was like,
come on, Kelly. I'm going to have to watch it now.
I felt that. That one scene.
Yeah.
Send the fucking elevator down. I was like, oh.
Oh. It was, I yeah. was like,
oh, he come on. He better send that elevator down. She is.
Yo, come on, Kelly. She's not playing. Now, see, now I'm not even afraid no more. Yo, March 29th, Mementos, that other album that's coming out, yo, we don't care. You can keep it. Me and Katie not even listening to it, ever.
No,
you
heard?
We had plenty of lemonade. We don't care about none of that. What's this one, Kool-Aid? We don't care about it. Tell her, Katie. Tell her how you feel, yo.
I'm listening to both of them.
Huh? Tell them. Tell them.
That's crazy.
You're ruining my momentum. Oh.
No, March 29th, ain't listening to nothing. See? I may have a glass of lemonade, see? But I don't care about the lemonade. Is it sweet? I don't know.
Now I'm Moshell. Don't worry about it.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.